This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. McDonald's has fallen on some hard times. This past year, Mickey D's reported some of its worst earnings in 10 years. Fast food or quick service restaurants, that's their official name, have been struggling, as fast casual restaurants, places like Chipotle and Panera, have seen sales surge. So McDonald's is trying a few new tricks. This month, the company opened a test kitchen restaurant in Sydney called The Corner, selling fancier fare, not the usual burgers and fries. Last month, here in the U.S., McDonald's rolled out custom burger stations in a few cities. Stephen Jackson has the story.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. How are you doing today?
I'm at a McDonald's in Laguna Niguel, California. It's one of the first McDonald's to feature Create Your Taste, a system for custom burgers. I know what you're thinking. Isn't that already a thing? I mean, Burger King started Have It Your Way back in the 70s.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Trust me, this is different.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm Brenda. I will be your guide in helping you out to build your burger and create your own taste.
Brenda leads me to a kiosk with a touchscreen menu. First, I choose the patty.
And if you want to make it a double, you hit the plus button and then you hit the arrow and you keep going.
There's the standard fixings, but there's also fancy stuff.
We have 12 different toppings. We have three new ones, which is our grilled tomato. We have our crispy onions and cucumbers that we can add onto your burger.
I'm having my quarter pounder on an artisan roll with shaved Parmesan cheese, grilled mushrooms, bacon, lettuce, and garlic aioli. It costs about $7.
It takes 5 to 6 minutes to make the burger, and there you are.
Brenda will bring it to my table when it's ready.
Millennials love anything that's electronic.
That's Bob Nabil. He's the owner and operator of this location. He says Create Your Taste is especially popular with young customers.
They would much rather interact through iPhones and iPads and computers than human.
Only 5 restaurants in the country have the kiosks now, but McDonald's plans to put them in 2,000 locations by the end of 2015.
Right now, customization is the key word. So it's our way of looking at our customers and saying, this is what you're asking for. We're going to try and give you exactly what you want.
Nabil says McDonald's hasn't always been great about listening to customers, but that's changing because the company isn't doing so hot, and they're not alone. Bonnie Riggs, a restaurant analyst with the NPD Group, says fast food is in a slump.
I've been studying the industry for over 30 years, and I've never seen prolonged weakness like this for the industry.
Why? Because there's a new game in town. Fast casual restaurants like Chipotle and Five Guys. They're pricier than most fast food, and they take longer, but
they're hitting all the right buttons, they're new, they're innovative, they're more creative.
And most importantly, they're all about customization. Hence, Create Your Taste, McDonald's foray into fast casual. Dan and Sophia Rawlwich are trying it for the first time.
I ordered a chicken patty with bacon, fried onions, and cheese on a ciabatta bread.
They have their tablets and smartphones out on the table while they wait for their food.
It was super easy, and I think it's easier to, you know, not tell somebody what I want.
But it may not be easy enough. Most customers just want to get food and get out, hopefully without even leaving their car. And that's a problem, says owner Bob Nabil.
The order process in Create Your Taste is too intricate and too demanding to be able to do it in drive-thru. It would take you way too long to order.
So Nabil wants to adapt Create Your Taste for customers on the run, maybe with a mobile ordering app and a special parking lot. But for now, it's touchscreens and table service.
Here you go.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stephen Jackson for Marketplace.